anytime that there is a protest before Black Lives Matter group, it has always been the black church that has stood and proclaimed the injustices that our people are going through. And so, if you go back to Dr. King, Ralph Abernathy, John Lewis, that whole crowd, Fred Shuttleworth, that whole crowd there stood for the injustice of our people. And they brought light to what our people were going through and how they were being treated. If you just look at protests in Birmingham, Alabama, where they, open hose pipes and dogs. If that had never made national news, then the world would have not known what was taking place and what took place in Alabama. And so it is the church that gets the recognition of protest and those who are leading the protest. When we lead a protest, part of a protest, that means that we get to the table and begin to talk about the needs of our people and the needs of the community. And that's what George Floyd and Breonna brought about. The injustice and the murder of both of them and the power that police officers have gained throughout the years. This power just was given to them in this century, 21st century. This power was given to them way before now. We're just now seeing the acts of it, that some of them are being charged, but most of them are being let go. But thank God that the situation in Minneapolis, how do you get away from it?